I'm Antonia Gonzalez with National Native News. In today's headlines, the Navajo Nation continues efforts to bring home tribal citizens in the Phoenix area deceived by sober living homes, and Michigan's governor declares Friday Native American Veterans Day. These stories and more today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. The Navajo Nation is continuing its efforts to bring home tribal members who were deceived by fraudulent sober living homes in Arizona. The homes targeted Native people with false promises of assistance and left them stranded. KSUT Tribal Radio's Crystal Ashke reports. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer declared Friday, October 11th, Native American Veterans Day in the state. The day honors Native American men and women who have served in the armed forces of the U.S. The proclamation states Native American communities have fostered the warrior spirit that exemplifies the qualities of strength, honor, pride, devotion, and wisdom, with Native Americans enlisting at higher rates per capita than any other ethnic group. The day is also to draw awareness to challenges Native veterans face today, including access to health care and benefits. According to the governor's office, there are more than 140,000 Native American veterans living in the U.S. and Puerto Rico, with more than 2,500 in Michigan. The grassroots group Protect the Sacred is hosting a Native Vote event on the Navajo Nation this weekend with Hollywood stars. The Walk to the Polls, honoring 100 years of citizenship and beyond, is an effort to mobilize Native voters. The event is scheduled to take place Saturday in Fort Defiance and Window Rock, Arizona, and is expected to feature Native and non-Native celebrities and tribal leaders. The group has hosted other Native Vote events, including bull riding, skateboarding, and a horse ride to the polls. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.